rock and roll.
Hey, that's my line.
Welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Hey, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thank you all for tuning in. And guess what? It is the 52nd episode of season 2 of the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Oh my gosh. We've made it.
I've always sort of brought up the fact that it is season 2 because we did try to do, our first season. It was sort of like a sporadic on and off thing. What would you say? Like we had shows and then we would take like months off, right? We would take complete huge.
There was no schedule.
Yeah, there was no schedule.
It was just whenever we felt like it.
And then James came back. And then I was like, well, James came back and it was the last episode of season one, James left. And then the first he left to go and, you know,
fight
the big fight over in Iraq. And then when he came back, so to speak, almost like a year later, I was like, we might as well make this season two. And we are in the 52nd episode of season two. And
so what does that mean?
What's
the mathematical equation of
technically
that?
I believe it means we have done this for 52 weeks straight without stopping 52 weeks on weekly as the Carolyn and Joe Show. And that means it's been a whole entire year.
Oh my god!
We've done this show for a whole entire year, America.
Now we need to promote
and
it.
And the rest of the world, I guess.
Yeah, it's not just America. Everyone can listen to this show.
I just for some reason like is talking to America. I don't know why.
That's okay. I always think about things from an American perspective. I don't know.
Because you're American.
Because
I am both.
Because I'm American, and also I've never been out of the country yet. So it's not like I have any prejudice to other countries. It's just that I haven't been around other countries. So
happy.
So
one
happy,
year.
Happy 1 year world.
Yes, happy 1 year, everybody.
And aliens in the universe that can listen.
That's right. Let's toast to it. Ting. So it's always a good thing to have like a good like celebration at the end of this. And, yeah, toast to that.
So what are you drinking?
Drinking ginger ale. You know, because I'm straight.
Wait, let me go get me some ginger ale. I'll be right back.
Oh, so
Can you fill the air for about 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll fill the air for 10 seconds. So let me tell you the story. Let me tell you the story of the Carolyn and Joe Show, actually. I used to actually be a guest host on another radio show a couple years ago that's now defunct, and it's a weird transition happened.
Defunct? Like not around anymore,
like the I remember, but basically what happened was like at the end of that radio show I was like, I sort of really enjoyed doing this, and that show was mainly it was music oriented, and we would only have talks like during some commercial breaks and stuff like that, and like, you know, I love music as much as the best person, or as much as a person that says they don't just listen to everything, because I hate it when people are like, oh, I ask them, what type of music do you listen to? Oh, I listen to everything. No, you don't.
What about people that say that they listen to everything except country?
Well, see, now that's bullshit at this point, because everyone probably listens to country. But basically what happened was I felt like I really wasn't, you know, like I didn't really like that format as much. I really enjoyed the conversation aspect of it. And so there are certain shows that I had on that other radio show where, you know, I just completely omitted playing music, where I would be a guest host and I was like, screw this, I won't play music, and I'll just talk.
I don't really think anyone regulated that on that station.
Yeah, there wasn't really a big regulation, but I guess once I moved off from that, you know, I was like, well, I can basically just take this show and put it online and have lots of people hopefully listen to it.
I think having it online provides.
And also, you were on that show too. You were a guest host as I was guest hosting. So while I guest hosted one show of that, I had you as my guest host, and we just basically just ran amok for a couple hours. And I was like, man, that's a pretty good time. Maybe I might post that show on here one of these days. Maybe
those
not.
Those are the beginning.
Those
times.
Are the beginning times. But we still had that sort of fun that we did. And
I think like the transferring this of putting this on the internet just allows people to really listen to it whenever they want. Like, you have a full week to listen to, like, whatever, 50 minutes of goodness.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, like, on that other show that, you know, to me,
there's a certain time slot. When was it? I don't even remember what day of the week it was.
It's not, like, a non-factor at this point.
But it was, like, you know, you can only listen to it that hour.
Yeah, it was.
Couldn't even listen to it on the internet.
And that's the one thing. It's like I thought it wasn't as heavily promoted as it should have been, or it didn't have as much traffic going into it. So I felt that like, the internet is where it's gonna be. The future is gonna be in this the internet, the new media form, or whatever people want to claim it to be. And like I felt that like, we can have a show in which we talk about a million things. It's a conversation. And I think that, you know, we're pretty happily entertaining in our own way, I guess.
So what do you think of Sirius Radio? Have you ever listened to anything on Sirius?
I am not rich enough to have Sirius Radio, so I don't know.
Well, what's that other one? Isn't there another one? Like Sirius, and then there's some other one, and then they merge?
FM? No, not FM. XM?
AM?
XM Radio?
I was like, FM?
FM?
AM? Like AM?
Yeah, again,
like the radio that you have.
Again, here's another thing. It's like
XM.
Another thing is I'm not claiming to know. You know, there's a million people out there who would claim to like be specialists, and they're not.
And they're
specialists.
All like, hey, I'm a specialist. Yeah, morning
and,
zoo.
And they know everything. They think they know everything that they're talking about. And I'm gonna go ahead, America, and the rest of the universe, and just say that I'm not a know-it-all. And if I do proclaim to be a know-it-all, I will say I'm probably doing it as a joke, and I'm not going to say that I know everything in the whole entire world, but I have an opinion on the facts that I'm given, and I'll give that back to you. So that's what we have right now. And majority of the time when I'm here, I'm putting up some sort of act anyway, so what? All for the fun of, for you guys at home.
Well, I had Sirius at one point when I was working, and We always listen to all the random stations, and we'd always mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I like the 40s station.
The 40s?
Yeah, they just played, like, 40s music. It was pretty cool.
That's cool. So, again, like, the to the connection of that, then the... Yeah, so then you were a guest host on that former show, and I was a guest host. And I guess after that, we're just like, you know, we can just do this on our own, and we did our own show. And then, you know... And
now's our 1 year anniversary.
And then, you remember the episode
of the show?
Yeah, remember those early episodes that we did? They were like almost like, you know, at first when we first started the show, I was like, it's easy. We can talk for like an hour or an hour and a half. It's easy as hell. And it's not. it wasn't. It was like an extreme challenge. Just to,
I
like,
think we changed subjects every minute.
Yeah, and that was the one thing. Is that
there was like 60 subjects in one show.
And that was one thing that I think we're still even learning to this day, is just like being able to tell a story and just like pull it out, or be able to stay like, you know, can, you know, like fluent. Because I remember at the beginning, we're always just like, oh, what about this? Oh, what about that? What about this? What about that? You know what I mean? And it's just like it was a big cluster. Again, so... And that's why, again, I'm really happy that's, you know, 52 episodes for a whole year of the Carolyn and Joe show, taking it to the next level.
So if you could interview anyone on our show, who would it be? Who would you want to interview?
Who would I want to interview right now?
Yeah, like anyone.
I want to interview Paul Heyman.
We need to get him on the show.
Let's get Paul Heyman on the show. If you guys don't know who Paul Heyman is.
Anyone have any Paul Heyman connections?
If you guys don't know who Paul Heyman is, Paul Heyman was the creator of ECW. He's a writer, a booker for professional wrestling, and he's one of my heroes. So hell yeah, HeymanHustle.com, check it out. I definitely want to interview him, because I bet he has really. It's like Paul Heyman.
What stuff do you want to know from him?
I don't even want to know. Like I don't want to like pick his brain. Maybe I want to hear. Might want to hear some stories, but I'm not like another wrestling site where like they would know every little bit. Or tell me what happened at the angle on this. I just want to put a situation in front of him, and I want to ask him, so what would you do, or how would you be able to create this character? Because that's what I thought was so great about him, was to be able to, he took like unknowns and made characters out of them, and then, you know, basically made money off of them, made them interesting.
Has he ever written a book?
I don't think so.
Because I've noticed like a lot of wrestlers doing books now.
But he's not a wrestler.
Well, I mean like wrestling oriented books recently.
Like Eric Bischoff. With his Controversy Creates Cash.
Did you read that?
No, I didn't read that. But I wanted to read that because Eric Bischoff is a pretty interesting character to know about business as well.
Yeah, maybe you should read that.
I should try to read that.
Because did you read the Mick Foley books? Or
I read one of them? I read the first Mick Foley book. It was pretty good. I want to get a chance to read more, but I read a lot of comic books. Not a lot of bullshit comic books.
Books that just have words?
I don't really read a lot of superhero books. I read a lot of, like, I don't know, substantial books. I don't really know how to.
Behind in my reading of comics. I'm honestly about. I have to admit, I'm probably about 3 months back. Is that horrible?
No, it's not horrible because everything comes out in trade anyway.
Yeah, but I have the like issues. I go to the comic book store almost every week. I just have not been reading them.
No, but see, that's the same. But that's the same exact thing that I do. Well, we're busy doing work on millions of projects, but it's also like. It's also like the same thing I have with movies. I have all these movies, and I'm supposed to be like a filmmaker, so technically I'm supposed to know every movie that came out, but that's not true.
Who really has time for that, though?
No.
You know, if somebody's, like, working, do you think, like, Peter Jackson or somebody, like, has watched every movie that came out?
It's not like he's, like, a teacher or something, but I think what's important is he knows the movies that have influenced him. I think that's, to me, I don't know every movie that I have, you know, I don't know every single movie in the movie book that you get in like when you go to film school or something like that.
Are you going
to
see the Tooth Fairy starring Dwayne Johnson?
I don't
know.
Rock? But like in all truth, it's like you were saying millions of years ago about Bon Jovi saying like you should listen to the influences that influence your influences. And that I think is what happened to me with movies and also with music. You know, with movies, you know, I found out the people who well, everything goes right back to Batman the Animated Series. It's one of my main influences. Like, well, that's Bruce Timm and Paul Dini. And I was like, well, how does that look? And what influenced them? And they went to the Fletcher cartoons. And also, it's film noir. So I went back into that era. And, you know, that sort of drifted in its place. But I don't know everything about every movie that came out. But the movies that, like, really interest me. Because it goes back to film noir. What's a modern film noir? You'd almost say it's the Coen Brothers. So the Coen Brothers, again, are another influence on me. And I'm a huge fan of those, so that's what happens to me.
So on set, are there people that are like, oh, what? You didn't see that movie?
Yeah.
And what? You're horrible now.
First day on set.
Joe.
Yeah, there's always people like that. And, like, it's really sort of annoying, but that's almost everyone in the whole entire world. Like, it's amazing even with people in real life, I guess, when they'd say, like, oh, have you seen this movie?
And what like, about you know, in fake life?
Well, in fake life, I enjoy.
What's the difference between real life and fake life?
In real life, there's assholes. In fake life, there are no assholes.
But you could say, the opposite of that way. In fake life, maybe people are. Maybe people in fake life are like being fake, or is fake life more like a dream world?
Fake life is the world that I want to live in.
You should just call it Dream World instead of calling it fake life.
Yeah, but then Dream World means I'm dreaming. And it's not real.
Well, that's what it is.
But it's not.
That's the world you want to live in.
But, you know, I want to go towards the reality that I want.
So you
want
to live in a fake world?
Yeah. No. I'd rather rephrase it
to be like the real world and then the dream world.
But the dream world won't exist, though, because you're just sleeping in a dream.
You can be awake and still dream like a daydream.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. I do it all the time.
Yeah, but people can. I just made up the word fake world in a couple seconds anyway. But that's what I also noticed. Like, a lot of people in real life would do that too when they're trying to be sarcastic. Like, there's so much sarcasm these days that you can't tell what the fuck anyone else is saying. And it's like, someone made up a sarcastic comment 1 second. And then all of a sudden, people are like dissecting his sarcastic comic when it wasn't meant to be totally serious. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, you can't do that if this the hypothesis of the... And you're like, well, I just fucking made it up, dude. And it's like, no. Then everyone gets all pissed off.
The hypothesis of the sarcophagus.
No, but you know what I'm saying? When you know a person was just bullshitting with that one comment, right? He's trying to be all cute and do all that. And then someone's all like trying to out-sarcastic the person. Out-sarcasm somebody. And then they throw a sarcasm line. And all of a sudden, like, this other person being all sarcastic. Then all of a sudden, it's just this battle of sarcasm.
Or you get in the battle of, like, the know-it-all battle. And somebody's like, oh, well, I
That's
saw this
the worst.
Movie. And this guy did this. And then this happened. And then blah, blah, blah. And then somebody tries to top them. And then they're like, well, I know this because I'm better than you.
It's like, I know this because I'm better than you. How about I know this because I'm going to kill you? No, but
and then it just levels off, but in like an uncooperative way.
That's why I'm not a big fan of know-it-alls in general, because in all truth, they don't know shit. What they know is trivial.
I don't think there's anyone that really knows everything. Because even that, remember that guy on Jeopardy?
No one really knows anything.
Remember that guy on Jeopardy that knew everything like 2 or 3 years ago? That blondish guy?
I have no
His
idea.
His name was like Ken something.
I guess I don't know about that.
Yeah, you
Ken?
Do. Yeah.
Ken Anderson? Kennedy?
No.
Ken Kennedy?
No, his name was... I can't remember right
Kennedy!
Now. But his name was Ken something. And you probably saw him. He was on Jeopardy for like several weeks. He has like one of the world records of like being on Jeopardy every single week. He got called back. He knew everything. And he
but
spent...
I don't really follow Jeopardy though. That's the problem.
I know, but most people like don't probably watch Jeopardy all the time. But like this guy... Oh, his name was Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings?
Yeah. You probably heard of him because like 3 years ago... Just imagine a guy that's gets called back to Jeopardy every week because he wins.
Because he's a superhero brain.
Yeah, and he had like a but basically he had this brain that memorized facts, and all he did from apparently most of his life, all he did is prepare for Jeopardy. Like he just studied and memorized random facts and just knew everything, and his life was based on like Jeopardy.
But what? So what are you trying to say? That he's a know-it-all? Is he a know-it-all?
But I don't even... Would it be, no, but I just think he's like a memorizer.
Would you be
like, do you think that he really has street skills?
Yeah, see, that's...
He's like a book.
See, that's one thing. Like, I don't even know how to... Like, I think I know how to measure knowledge. Like, real wisdom and... All right, what's the difference of wisdom and knowledge to you?
Wisdom is something that is like you're smart and you're knowledgeable, but you have experiences to back it up. Knowledge is when you're just like a walking book.
But then once you go into the real world, you're just like a little limp dick.
Yeah. I mean, there are some people that are like that are more like school-oriented, which is fine. They're, I mean,
they can be like a doctor or something like that.
Something for everybody, but I don't know. They just memorize all these facts, but then, like, if they were to actually have a real conversation with somebody... You've been in conversations with people who, like, they are smart people, but then they just can't talk.
Yeah.
They don't know how to... be cool.
See, then maybe we should redefine what smart really is, because if he was smart enough, or if she was smart enough, they would find a way to be able to make that conversation happen if they wanted to.
Or like they might be really awkward.
Yeah,
they might be like, oh, I can't talk to that girl because I'm all smart and I memorized it, in a book. I don't know how to talk to girls.
I mean, I guess if we're gonna break it down, like a smart and intelligent, like I think maybe being smart and intelligent might not be the same thing.
Maybe they're different things. There's maybe, two different words.
Maybe they're the same thing. I don't know. Just.
But I think
trying to break down what words mean anyways.
There is a difference,
crap.
Though.
There's smart and intelligence?
Yeah.
Who do you think is smarter, though? Because I think, like, a person who can memorize a manual compared to a person that can outthink the person who can memorize the manual.
What if a piece was missing, and then the guy's like, oh, a piece is missing from my manual, I can't construct this, but then another guy's like, oh, well,
why don't I just put this piece
is missing, but I'll just put in this piece of wood instead.
Yeah, see,
and
I
then
think
it, like,
I,
still works.
See, I think that guy would actually be the smarter person, like the person that was able to figure out the problem, solve the problem, and he was able to, like, just, you know, like he said, why don't you just put in a piece of wood there? No, that's not what it says in the manual. We cannot go outside of the manual, sir. And then he's like, well, fuck that. Put this nickel in here and it works. Boom, 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 boom. It works. See, when you have those, then that person's like, oh my God, he went outside of the box.
Oh my God.
He went outside of the box, America.
Outside of the box.
So
I don't know how I fit into the equation, though.
You fit into the mad scientist equation, is what I'm saying. Is what I'm saying, America.
But there are some people who are definitely book smart and street smart, I guess. That's how we can divide them.
Like, when I was in high school, not to bring back another high school memory, you know, I was always thinking, like, oh, that person's getting the A's on the test. He must be a smart person. But now, these days, I don't think so. I don't think so, man. Him getting A's doesn't mean he's going to get ahead in life. You know what I mean? Unless he cheated.
Oh.
Maybe the cheater. Well, maybe because when I was growing up, I've always been surrounded by characters that have not been the usual, like, hey, I know this, you know, Poindexter. And they, like, they get all the A's. But I'm always surrounded by troublemakers who can outthink people. You know, like, create and, like... totally sideline, like totally came at a different angle solution, you know, genius level, you know, like I feel like there's a total different intelligence when a person has to read a manual and he's like, now I know how to put the equation together, instead of a guy, or compared to a guy that can look at something and be like, well, oh, let me try just to figure it out, you know what I mean, and let me not look at the manual. Mm-hmm. And like that, to me, that is more, I'm more inspired by a person that just says, fuck the manual, I can figure this out. You know?
Yeah.
Because to me, it's like, well, that person can now come up with a total different solution. Because there's certain different answers to everything.
Yeah.
And I'm more inspired by, like, you know, someone who came at the different angle, because that opens the door for, like, oh shit, if you go at it that way, then you flip it over and, oh fuck, you got it down.
I don't think Ken Jennings would be good in Ken the real
Jennings.
World.
I've never heard this Ken Jennings.
You have. Where were you? Were you living under a rock? You didn't know about Ken Jennings? He was, like, all big for, like, a while. And then everyone was watching Jeopardy, like, when he started making it several weeks in.
It goes to show you.
They wanted to see, like, when he'd get knocked down.
It goes to show you how, like, a lot of times, just all that fame just fades away.
Well, I guess apparently someone beat him, and then, like, he just went away.
And then he's like, oh, damn, one defeat, it's over.
Yeah. But I don't think he'd be
good. Got the daily double.
I don't think he'd be good to, like, talk to. Like, if you met him at, like, a mixer or something, and...
Well, let's break it down.
What's like, he supposed to say? He'd be like, oh, I studied for Jeopardy every day.
But when we do break it down, and when you have gone to your fabulous big brain conventions and conversations with people, do you, when you're overhearing people, how do they usually talk? If they do talk, or is it more of like a snobby thing? Or
well, which event are we at?
No, anything. Like, if it were to be like a smart person convention.
Smart person convention? What do you think they talk to at a smart person, or what do you think they talk about at a smart person convention?
What would be in a smart person convention anyway? What would that be? We got bigger. I think it would be just like a whole bunch of like, people trying to like, it'd be like a super villain convention. With my superior intellect, I'll be able to destroy the universe. Oh, Boris, you'll never be able to.
Do you think they talk about anything besides academics? I think what they would talk about in the beginning is like what school they went to and stuff.
I bet it'd be the same exact thing that people talk about. Like, it'd be different subjects, but the tone would be just like a bunch of arty snobs, like, comparing each other. It's like, oh, did you read the article on the Metamorphosis something something something? Oh, no. You didn't read that article? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It'd be just like...
But there are, like, really art snob people like that.
No, but it's just like that. Oh, you didn't see that painting? Oh, it would totally... I can't believe you haven't seen that painting. Or you see a hipster. Oh, you haven't heard this band? You haven't heard that band? Oh, my God. It's like the best... I can't even hang out with you anymore. Oh, you haven't read that comic book? What? It's like it'll be the same exact thing. Or you go to like a white... Maybe you go to white trash thing. Like, oh, you didn't go see with the pig hole people? I mean, that's a horrible rendition.
Who are the pig hole people?
I don't know, man. But it's the same.
I want to know who the pig hole people are.
I think the pig hole people. I think everyone's just the same.
They're like, hey, don't get on down. You don't get your redneck flag on. Damn.
Yeah, listen to that new Carrie underwear. Carrie Underwood.
Did you get her tattoo? Of your,
I can't believe.
Do you remember we went to a Travis Tritt concert, and there was like, I'd say honestly about 50% of the people there had a Confederate flag tattoo on them. If not a tattoo, it was on the back of their shirt. Don't you agree?
What does that mean?
The Confederate flag.
Let's break it down for people who don't know.
I think
the
honestly,
importance of this Confederate flag.
I don't know if it speaks hardcore maybe we racism
maybe
now,
we
but I think
go
it's
to
more
it.
It's more like a Southern pride thing.
Do we have anything for Northern pride? Do we count as Northern? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Virginia is technically a Confederate state, but,
yeah, but
where we are,
we're in the,
once you hit Richmond and below is Confederate.
It's like the line is completely drawn in the state of Virginia.
Yeah. If you go to Virginia, there's heavy difference between the Northern Virginia and Southern Virginia.
Not that if we're in Virginia.
Yeah, not that we're there. We're actually on the moon. But there is definitely a distinctive line. Once you hit Richmond, you start seeing Confederate flags on people's flagpole posts.
Do we really? I don't know. Do we?
Yeah, isn't there that one house in particular? We're driving down
95. I think basically maybe it all might be equivalent to like everyone having the Virginia Tech flag is equivalent to the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
All changes over to that.
They're all Michael Vick supporters.
I always felt that was like super weird to see like college flags. Maybe because now we
because everyone's so proud of their child.
No, but what I'm thinking about now that you know this with this the visions of the college flags and all that. Brings me back to when we were watching The Office and we had that Andy was wearing his Cornell shirt. Or, no, what's his name? Dwight was wearing the Cornell shirt and was trying to piss off Andy.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me. It's like, it's almost so immature-ish in a way to be like, my band is bigger than yours type thing.
Yeah, I feel like in, I don't know in other areas.
I mean, people, don't, you don't
in
have
Northern
to.
Northern Virginia,
you don't have
has,
to agree with me, America. You can comment.
In Northern Virginia, probably like at least one out of every four cars has some type of college insignia on it.
Or high school, maybe.
Or high school. Like basically saying, my kid is better than your kid.
Yeah.
Or like any type of college logo on their car window.
And that just all comes back to the same saying of like, oh, you didn't see that movie? Oh, you didn't go to that college? That's the best college ever. You don't compare to me. It's just all a bunch of people comparing. And which is just crap in the long run anyway. Because you know what? At the end of the day, they still got your money.
VCU sent me a what is it called? A license plate holder.
Really?
Yeah, in the mail.
Cool. You should put it on.
I should, I guess. I mean, if they're going to send it to me.
I just want to develop
they're
a whole...
They're just like basically promoting themselves.
Yeah, it's perfect though.
It is.
It's perfect because it's business.
It is.
It's all just business.
College is a business.
At the end of the day,
I think it is good for everyone to go to college though. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to argue against
everyone,
college.
I think it's good for everyone to have that college experience, understand that, to find out who they are, really. I think it's good for everyone, no matter what, just to find out who you are and do it in a hurry.
Because I don't really think, like, people that don't go to college, there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know if, like, they're... Like, what would you do if you didn't go to college?
Probably the same thing.
I would probably do the same thing, too, but working. You wouldn't know as many people, and it's just kind of like you graduate high school, and then it's like, what do you do after that?
Yeah, but see, I was already in that situation, like, who do I know now? And I had to do that until I went back to college.
Yeah.
So I had sort of a mix of both.
You had a middle ground.
Well, not a mix of both. It's a middle ground. What's the middle ground?
Well, you were, like, on both ends.
Yeah, so it's like...
One foot in... Both territory.
So I could understand what was working, what was not working in both situations to me.
But here, I guess, like, people get so braggy about, like, what college they go to or their kid and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not a parent like that that's, like, super braggy. Like, I would be proud of my kids, but I wouldn't be, like, I don't want to be, like, the parent that's, like, super braggy.
I don't want to be, like, the Asian parent, the Asian mom that's like, oh, well, you know my son. He got diploma in Harvard, and then he saved the world. What did your son do? I was like, what? Son saved the world? Damn, well, my son ended the world. Fuck you. Like, that's it. It just all comes down to comparing.
I mean, I think it's good to be proud of your kids, but I've seen some parents go to, like, drastic levels. In particular, I remember this, when I was growing up, I was in a swim league for, like, you know, like, the local kids had a swim league, but I wasn't in, like, the... Fantastic League. I was just in, like, the basic team. But then they had this other team that was, like, the, like, hardcore team where, like, they got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and practiced and then did it, like, after school too. And it was, like, this life revolving around swimming and going to school. But I wasn't at that hardcore league. I just kind of did it for fun. But anyway, I just remember this one parent in particular was, like, going up to me and my mom, and they were like, I'm so glad that my child is doing the a special swim team club because she's going to be in the Olympics one day. And, like, you know, like...
because,
like,
you know, she's going to be a gold medalist, just like Nancy Kerrigan.
But the way that they... like, I specifically still remember that conversation. I was only in elementary school, but I just got the feeling that I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess you're better than me. You know, like, that type of thing. It was like, I can tell you're trying to rub it in that you're in the better league, and, like... And also, it was like traveling... That was, like, I guess the equivalent of traveling soccer. Do you remember having people that you knew in traveling soccer?
Because I was never part of traveling soccer.
I was in basic soccer, but I was never in traveling soccer, but there was always some people that were in traveling soccer, and they made a bigger deal about it. They're like, oh, we get to go to other places, but they cost so much money to do that, too.
I mean,
like,
if they're rich, if they got nothing else to do, man.
But the parents' investment... The parents' investment in, like, just time and money and everything.
Yeah.
That's, like, hardcore traveling soccer. Because I there were a few people that were in that, and they always seemed like they were better. And they, like, made a point of it to, like, push it in your face.
Because really, at the end of the day, like, maybe some people just don't really change. Because, like, maybe they were like that when they acted just like that when they were teenagers, and it's like, well, blah 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 blah, my shirt's better than yours, and then now it's like, oh, my kid's better than yours, oh, my retirement's better than your retirement.
But also, I feel like, again, I don't know if it's like this in other areas in the United States or outside the United States, but I feel like Northern Virginia is like highly competitive, and in even people like rich people that live in the district in D.C., they're paying for private schools. They don't go to the public schools.
I have a feeling that it really is everywhere is sort of like that in general. Just there's human beings are like that, no matter what language it is, no matter what country you're from, because we've still got countries saying, but my shirt's better than your country.
For example, you know, in other areas like high
school. Better than your country.
You know, in other areas of like of the United States, I've heard that like high school football is like really big.
Yeah.
In other areas, so like for them, their whole mission is just to like revolve around the football team. But then outside of that, some of them don't go to college, so they like that's like their moment of life is their high school football team.
Scored 4 touchdowns in a single game.
But then what did they do after that, you know?
Well, I guess it's also different for us because, I mean, for me, I always got the feeling that, like, I got nothing. I was doing nothing that really, like, a parent could be like, oh, my son really does this, you know? It's not like, oh, how many parents do you go like, oh, my son has a comic book out now, or my son is writing this. The parents will just drag to the, you know, they'll try to show off the most minuscule thing that really doesn't matter. Parents. Parents just don't understand.
I don't even think my parents, like... I mean, my parents supported me and stuff, but they never, like, went around talking about it in front of other parents like that.
We never know, because we're never around the parents.
I wasn't... Yeah, but I can just...
I really just never wanted to be around, like...
But you know that conversations of the parents.
Yes.
The SGA.
I really despise that. I wonder how those really go. I wish I could sit in on that. I had to be a teacher during that. Remember in School of Rock when Jack Black was like trying to teach, was doing the parent-teacher meeting?
Yeah.
He's just like screwing up. He's like, I think that's what, wasn't that where he got found out that he wasn't?
Yeah, I think so. And then there was like that other, that Joan Cusack.
Yeah.
Came in.
So, in the next.
That's a good movie, actually.
So, next coming weeks, who are you going to be meeting here? Don't you have... We're going to be seeing Pee-wee. Are you excited about
yes,
seeing Pee-wee?
We are going to the West Coast, and we are going to see the Pee-wee Herman stage show.
We're invading the West Coast.
I'm excited, because I haven't been over to the West Coast since 2002.
So break it down. Break it down, Carolyn.
Well,
why are you a fan of Pee-wee Herman? Break it down for the America.
I am a fan of Pee-wee because I grew up with Pee-wee. I remember watching Pee Herman's Playhouse in the morning on Saturday, and I remember yelling to the secret word with my brother, and I just remember having a good time with Pee-wee and having a good time with all the characters and being really happy whenever I watched the show.
And like when I think about it now, seeing all the things that these other celebrities have done ever since Pee-wee's incident, I'm like, Pee-wee, it feels like Pee-wee deserves more. I think that Pee-wee Herman like really deserves more. Like, because he didn't do anything wrong to anyone else. Like, all these people have done something wrong to someone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Paul, they've murdered their wives.
Paul,
you know what
Ruben's
I mean? They've cheated and they got a divorce and stuff like that. And they've, like, you know, like,
they broke up their family.
Yeah. You know, like, they had a reality show and now they're, you know, joining TNA and stuff like that.
They were doing... they were, like, divorcing their wife or having... DUI or
yeah, like and when I've kept up from what I've kept up with Pee-wee, he hasn't murdered anybody.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't done anything like completely horrible. If anything, that was like something that everyone like does,
but
you know?
Not in public.
But it wasn't even in public.
It was at a theater.
But you brought this up. You said it was a setup.
It was an adult theater.
But didn't you say that like someone set him up? There's like there was a conspiracy against Pee-wee.
There might be. Oh well, I don't know about the actual theater incident, but there was another incident.
Well, break
a few
it down.
Years
break,
ago
it, break it down for
where
us.
Where they said that he had child porn.
Break it down.
In his house. But then, first of all, A, how would anyone really know that? B, when they came into his house and said that he had child porn, from what I heard, it was actually like vintage photography that like was. Not porn. Like, it might be, like, risque, but it wasn't, like, anywhere near child porn. It was like, it was pictures of like it wasn't Victorian like, children or something. I don't know what it was exactly, but it wasn't porn.
It wasn't like R. Kelly taking a crap on some girl's chest type style.
Yeah, it wasn't like R. Kelly peeing on a little girl's face.
Yeah. Exactly. But, it wasn't that.
Like, he didn't do anything to any that. Children.
And where's R. Kelly now? He's a top 10 hit motherfucker, I guess. I don't know.
But I'm just saying, like, and also Paul Rubens, he collects stuff. Like, he collects all types of stuff, and you might want to, he might be called a hoarder, because what I've heard is that he'll go to, like, thrift stores or thrift markets and just flea markets and buy things that he really admires because he wants to save them. Yeah. So I can kind of relate to that. And apparently from what I've heard, he has multiple storage units where he keeps all of his stuff. And it's like so outrageous that who knows what he even has, but it's all like vintage stuff and old stuff that he wants to care for because he has an affection for objects. That's like all of his characters are objects, like Cherry the chair.
Yeah.
Like, it makes total sense to me if you're in that mindset.
Yeah.
So if his child porn is probably considered like just pictures of things, and I don't even think it's child porn. It's who knows? It's just like vintage clippings of things that he cut from magazines. You know, it's I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I can't say for 100% sure, but I just get the feeling that it was like a setup, and he probably really doesn't have children's pornography, like, and he has acknowledged several times, he's like, you can say whatever you want about me, you can say that I'm weird or whatever you want to say about me, but don't ever say that I'm a child, like, born or child molester.
Yeah, I mean, there's something in my gut that says we should trust Pee-wee.
Yes, and I do. I mean, he's a weird guy, like, just admit it, you know.
Yeah,
straight
but
up,
like,
he's a weird guy.
No,
but
no,
like,
no. You know who a weird guy is? A weird guy is a government official that's having sex with, like, prostitutes and then trying to hire...
Like
that's
that
a weird. That's a
like
weird
that guy.
Like
that guy on Father's Day? Remember that guy from, like, South Carolina, was it?
But to me, that's a weird...
He said he was
weird,
out hiking.
But see, to me, that's a weird guy. Not some guy like Pee-wee.
Yeah, because Pee-wee is, like... He'll like, right up off the front.
Pee-wee is unique. People like that, or people who are... Who, like, cheat on people like that, those people are fucking weird. Because you know what's weird? It's like, why would you do that?
Well, also, they present themselves like they're, like, this perfect family of, like, he's like, this is my perfect wife, and here's my two children.
Yeah, that's weird. Pretending like that, that's, like, and trying to be something like that, that's weird. It's not unique. It's weird. It's actually pretty dumb.
And Pee-wee is just creative and, like, yeah, I mean, I guess a normal person, if I had a normal person's brain, I might be like, oh, that guy's weird, he's creepy. But, like, so what? That's what he is. He doesn't, like, not say he's not, you know? He doesn't try to be anything that he's not trying to be.
Did he ever once, like, try to, like, he doesn't try to, like, tell kids to shoot weapons or anything like that? He doesn't do anything like that? He doesn't, you know, he's not like a he's not today's modern day athlete getting all tattooed up and then going making it rain and shit like that, or he doesn't like have animals kill each other.
He's not Tiger Woods.
Exactly. And he's not like that other dude, the other professional athlete.
Michael Vick?
Not like
that kills
Vick.
Dogs?
Yeah. It's like out of all the things that has happened in these times, it's like you gotta trust Pee-wee.
But then Pee-wee's okay. Then people always say, oh, well, I guess the reason why he got more in trouble is because he has a kid show.
But yet we have these sports athletes in which kids can watch their show too.
That's true.
That's the most promoted out of anything. That has the most sponsors. That is, you know,
especially when people are like, I want to be like Tiger Woods. Or what if some kid is like really good at golf, and then the parents are all like, oh, Billy's gonna be the next Tiger Woods.
Great. You know what I mean? Women beware, or women be welcome. Get all the ugly ones, you know. Give them to all the ugly ones.
But anyway, so Pee-wee's on my good side. Like, I don't care if you like him or not, but whatever. Just accept he's good, and he doesn't. I don't really think he's into child porn.
It doesn't matter if you agree with us or not, but we're gonna lay down some facts, you know, or we're gonna lay down some statistics or
Pee-wee's
whatever.
Pee-wee's good for us.
You know, it's like
the only person he harmed is himself, if you want to put it that way.
But in the sense, he wasn't even harming anybody.
No, he wasn't harming anyone, but it just happened to be on himself.
If anything, he was doing good for businesses. You know what I mean? Because I bet he paid. It's not like he snuck in there.
Yeah, he probably paid.
And what's the growing business in America is always pornography. Fitting that in, right?
Yeah, and then I'm sure there's tons of guys that, like, behind the door of their wife, they're just, like, jacking off and watching porn for, like, 5 hours a day.
Yeah, for an extremely amount of time and not touching their woman or not treating their woman right.
So it's like, to me, that's worse than actually going to a porn theater by yourself and doing it.
just like in that movie, what's it called? Little Children.
I haven't seen that. Is there a character that does
see,
that?
You did see that scene, though, didn't
no, I
you?
Didn't. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
You probably did.
I don't recall ever seeing that film. But anyway, what happened in that film?
Well, just something very similar like that, basically.
Some guy just is there for 5 hours a day.
And, like, he's just basically jacking off while his wife, like, breaks in on him. He's like, what are you doing? And he has, like, this girl's underwear on his face and shit, and he's doing
that.
Oh,
you're right. I did see that one.
Yeah,
scene.
See?
I didn't know that was little children.
Gosh, America.
I didn't know that was little
children. Come on, America.
But isn't that creepy?
Get with me,
having,
America.
Like, a normal husband that, like, has some girl's underwear on his face and is, like, all over the jerking off of the porn. That's, like, that's gross. If I walked
it's
in on
all
my...
over the jerking off of the porn.
No, really, but if, like, if I walked in on my husband doing that, I'd be, like, I don't even know. I would just be, like, ew. You're gross.
Gross. Doesn't even look like me.
But do you know... I would get grossed if, like, my husband was wearing my underwear on his head.
Well, that's...
It doesn't matter
that's
whose
just,
underwear
that's
it is.
That's just weird. That's just weird to have someone's other, like, on their head.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's, like, really affectionate. It's just weird.
I think there was, like, a superhero. No, like, a supervillain that wore, like, a jock strap on his head.
What?
No, that was a wrestler, I think. That was Aldo Montoya.
Nice. But really, it's not
you just
even,
say nice.
It's not even, like, nice. Affectionate or sexy. Even
nice.
If, like, even if the person that you love is wearing your underwear on your head. What the heck?
No, that's just weird because it doesn't. It's not. It's not like the pieces fit properly there.
Yeah, it's not supposed to belong there. Like, use a real pussy.
And just put it on your head. Put the real pussy in your face. Not even the made-up ones. Not even the superstar porn ones.
But you know what? I have heard that women who sell their underwear on the internet get a lot of money.
Probably.
I've heard stories.
We don't even have to hear stories. You should go to eBay.
Really? Are they on eBay?
I don't know.
Apparently there is sites that are specifically for women who sell their underwear on the internet to men. And apparently, like, the cost is based on, like, how soiled they are. Which is, like, kind of gross. Why would you want that?
That's disgusting.
See, I wonder, like, what guys, when they get into that fetish...
That's disgusting.
But, like, what...
Soiled as in what? As in, like period panties?
No! Maybe some guy might want that. Maybe some guy might want that. But either, like, maybe there's... different types, like maybe there's like the different ends of the body and then there's like period.
Wait, what? Well, clarify yourself, break it down.
Well, like, I don't know how to really explain.
break it down.
But maybe there's
break it
like
down. Break it down, kiddo.
Maybe if like she wears it for one day, you know, like there's different levels of cleanliness. So like,
oh, I thought you meant soiled as in like hardcore soiled.
I don't know. Maybe guys like that.
Guys would like
it. Who knows what these guys like.
Guys like anything.
No, but seriously, maybe some guy would want it if it's like pooped on or something. I bet someone would pay for it. Seriously. Joe has a disgusted look on his face.
Why would...
But I want it... No, seriously, about all these fetishes, I have to say, I am kind of intrigued by like what... People, remember we had that one fetish show about how, like, guys were getting...
Is that the one with Jake on it and Brian?
Yeah, and we were talking about how, like, guys were getting off on, like, girls that had high heels that stomped on bugs.
Yeah, this was the dogshitgirls.com.
Yeah.
Did we say that website actually got taken? someone actually took dogshitgirls.com.
But you know what?
Damn, America, you fast.
But
Bernie Mac.
I forget what that was called, but there's a fetish where guys watch girls that have high heels on and stomping bugs, and then the bugs squish. Like, honestly, come
the
on,
bugs
guys.
Squish.
No, seriously, come on, guys. I can understand if a guy wants to, like, look at Betty Page or look at Carmen Electra, okay? Like, yeah, they're hot women. You can look at them all day long on the internet. But, like... whatever. But then, like, this whole thing about, like, squashing bugs with your high heel. Why does anyone want to see that? How does that... I don't get it. And I want to know, like, the psychological breakdown of, like, men who order the underwear. And what do they do with it? Like, what, are you supposed to wear it on your face? Is that the thing? Like, are you supposed to frame it in a frame? Or, like, wear it on your face?
Frame it in a frame.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with it. What do people do with it? And also, like, I want to know the going price of these things.
Well, they do have, like, if you... I remember, like, even WWE.com... They had the divas selling their outfits. What are they supposed to do with those outfits?
I don't know, but that's...
Because girls aren't going to buy those outfits.
They might.
Well, they're signed.
Oh, I don't know. Well, what if... Frame okay, them. Let's say, what if...
Maybe they didn't wash them yet.
Oh. What if, like... I don't know. What if you are, like, a really big fan of Beth Phoenix, and you're like, oh, man, I want to get Beth Phoenix's, like, headpiece or something.
Headpiece?
Doesn't she have that little crown?
Yeah, but that makes sense, though. But they were selling, like, full-on, like...
Like the underwear?
Like the boots and like the shirts. And
was it going to a charity?
I don't know. I think everything they do is sort of some sort of charity anyway.
Well, at least they do that.
Like to Red Cross or something like that. Sell these panties for the charity.
At least they do that. And at least it, like, you can say that it's fashion. It's not like straight up underwear or like thongs and panties that you know. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to know.
Doesn't,
like,
Chris Angel have a thong that sells for girls?
Yeah. And it says, are you ready?
Are you ready, Chris? Chris, are you ready? Chris,
but
are you ready?
I just don't get, like, the whole thing about selling your underwear. Dang, I want to know how much those girls get. I could get money for that. Seriously.
Selling underwear.
I wonder
you should
how
just
much...
buy it. You should just buy normal pairs of underwear and not even wear it. And then you just put it up on auction and see how much you can
get for
it.
I think they probably smell it, though.
Yeah, but so what? You can just spray paint some... not spray paint.
Spray paint. They'll be like, this is spray paint here.
I didn't even mean spray paint. Look, like Megan Fox. People would buy some from Megan Fox.
See? That's gross, though. Would you put Megan Fox's underwear on your face?
No, I wouldn't put any woman's underwear on my face. Wasn't there an episode of Undeclared where, what's her name's boyfriend? Remember the tall dude? Now I forget his name. Nick something. No, Nick is his name in Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, the guy from Sarah Marshall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like they were watching like a video that they took, like him and the girl, and he put like her underwear on his face.
Oh my god.
It was all...
No, but what is that fetish called? Is that like a big fetish?
He wore it like it was like a pirate like eye patch.
Oh my god.
Undeclared, people. If you haven't heard of it, go check it out.
But then there's also that other...
Judd Apatow.
There's this other weird fetish of like the furries or whatever that was on Entourage. People that wear like those costumes, like life-size Care Bear.
But I think that's like just girls taking the cuteness thing too far. They're like, it must be cute.
But then why would you want to have sex as like a giant Care Bear?
Because that's how they are. Why would people even wear that?
But why don't they just take it off? Why do they have to wear it?
Because they're like too much into being like, oh, I like everything to be cute and pink and fuffy.
See, that's weird. I don't know.
They just get way too much into that.
I actually think that the furries is not as weird as the underwear sniffing.
Maybe it's going to be... What's the new thing with the blanket and the sleeves?
Snuggies.
Maybe there's going to be a snuggie porn next.
There probably should be.
There probably should be?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's strange. Like, how do people get into this stuff? And also, like, I bet that there's guys out there that, like, don't have any girlfriends. And so they just, like... They're just... guys that need underwear and then they order like a pair each day from these women and then like
they wear it underneath. Wasn't there one sports broadcaster that does that wore like women's underwear?
Yeah,
like, and he got like retired or something like that, or he quit. See,
no, he came back though.
Pee-wee doesn't do any of that. America,
well, he might, we just don't know about
it. Yeah, we just don't know about it. But he was never caught doing it. Trust Pee-wee. Pee-wee would take you to the promised land.
Pee-wee's gonna make a comeback.
Pee-wee all over you.
No, but Pee-wee, his goal, I think, is to like really get Tim Burton so he can have his movie come out and have a big comeback.
Weren't you in a conversation where people were saying how weird Johnny Depp is or something like that?
Yeah, they're like, he's so weird. Remember, even Danny was like, oh, he's gay. And I'm like, no, he's not. He has a girlfriend. He's had a girlfriend for, like, a long time, and they have, like, two kids, I think.
It's 2010. It doesn't matter if anyone's gay or straight anymore.
Well,
it's all trendy.
Anyway. But like, it's all trendy. But then Danny's like, yeah, he's so weird. He's probably gay.
We're going to make fun of Danny on the show again. Oh, well. Danny will be back and he'll have his vengeance in some form.
Yeah, he probably will.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he will. He listens. But like,
hey, Danny. Tiger uppercut.
But like, I don't know. Danny all of a sudden was like, yeah, Johnny Depp's gay. Like, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Anyway, I don't think Johnny Depp is gay. Who knows?
Who knows? Hopefully his girlfriend knows.
I don't think he is. Do you think Johnny Depp could be gay?
It doesn't really matter to me because I'm not trying to be with him or his best friend or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It should be a non-factor.
Do you think he's with Tim Burton?
I don't think. No.
Everyone's like, they're so gay together.
Because they're all like gayophobe.
Anyway, I don't think Johnny Depp is gay. I just want to make that clear. Oh, what does that mean? Well,
that means happy 1 year anniversary for season 2. 52 episodes. Pretty excited about that, guys.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
Every Tuesday. Mark it on your calendar.
Yes.
RSS feed.
Yes. Subscribe to us on our RSS feed.
iTunes.
Hey, we also got a couple new websites for you guys to check out. Carolyn, we'll start with hers.
Oh, yeah. I started a new blog this week called Sketch Before Sleep. And I do a little sketch every night before I go to sleep.
So that's on curls-studio.com/sketchbeforesleep. And also I have a new website that is the blog of my new feature film that you guys can watch the production diaries of is astrayproductions.com/helpwantedmovie.com. That is, no, not .com, but just /helpwantedmovie. So go and check that out. Thank you for listening for a whole entire year.
Yes, and go back and listen to other episodes if you'd like.
Listen to the past 51 episodes, and we thank you so much. Have a good night.
Good night.